Welcome back to Teaching Gen Z, the Essential Guide. We have arrived at the skills cluster number 5, which deals with leadership skills. Leadership is often thought of as a formal role, someone with a title, a position of authority. But in reality, leadership is much broader than that. It's about guiding, coaching, and inspiring others toward a shared goal. It's about taking initiative, setting an example, and creating an environment where people feel motivated to contribute. Some leaders are appointed, while others emerge naturally in response to challenges or opportunities. In the classroom, leadership is one of the most valuable skills a teacher can have. It's what allows you to motivate students, create structure, and build engagement in an environment that is constantly evolving. For teachers working with Generation Z, leadership skills have never been more important. Gen Z students expect fast access to information, often preferring content in short, easily digestible formats. They've grown up with constant connectivity, instant feedback, and peer reviews shaping their decisions. Their world is multicultural and digital first. Many of them navigate challenges like ADHD, autism spectrum conditions, or mental health struggles, while also being highly independent learners, driven by a DIY approach to gathering information. They're used to multitasking and switching between different tasks and platforms rapidly. This creates a unique challenge for educators. The classroom is no longer a space where teachers simply deliver knowledge while students passively absorb it. Instead, students need leaders, guides who help them make sense of information, build connections, and develop critical thinking skills in an overwhelming sea of data. Teachers today must go beyond simply instructing. They need to motivate, engage, and create a sense of purpose for students who are used to an ever-changing, high-speed digital environment. But what does effective leadership in the classroom look like? Leadership isn't just one skill, it's a combination of different abilities working together. The best leaders gain credibility because people trust them, respect their approach, and are willing to follow their example. In the classroom, that means students feel safe, supported, and inspired to learn.
There are 7 key skills that shape great leadership. 1. Empathy, the ability to truly understand students' perspectives, emotions, and challenges. 2. Reflective thinking, the ability to analyze and adjust approaches based on what's working and what isn't. 3. Inclusive leadership, ensuring every student, regardless of background or ability, feels seen and valued. 4. Mentoring, guiding students not just academically, but in their personal growth and development. 5. Inspirational motivation, encouraging students to push beyond their limits and believe in their abilities. 6. Negotiation skills, managing conflicts, addressing different needs, and helping students find common ground. 7. Delegation, knowing when to empower students with responsibility and autonomy to foster confidence and independence. For teachers of Gen Z, leadership is not just about giving instructions, it's about creating relationships and building trust. This generation often excels in technology but may struggle with teamwork, interpersonal skills, or emotional intelligence. A teacher with strong leadership skills can help bridge that gap. Through mentoring and guidance, teachers can help students find ways to collaborate effectively and achieve shared goals. Leadership isn't about control, it's about empowering students to think, create, and engage in meaningful ways.
What's interesting is that Gen Z teachers themselves come from different generations, baby boomers, Gen X, and millennials, all of whom bring unique perspectives and experiences. But despite generational differences, there are some common traits that define great educators today. They tend to be adaptable and flexible, having lived through major technological shifts, they are comfortable with change and innovation. They tend to be culturally and socially aware, having witnessed movements for equality and inclusion, they recognize the importance of diversity and creating supportive spaces for all students. and they tend to be digitally skilled but aware of generational gaps. While they are comfortable with technology, they also understand that there's a difference between using technology naturally and intentionally. Good leadership means recognizing these strengths and using them effectively in the classroom. It also means understanding Gen Z students without falling into stereotypes. Yes, there is extensive research about their learning styles and digital habits, but no two students are exactly the same. That's why reflective thinking is so important. Leaders constantly reassess their approach, recognizing when a method works and when it needs adjustment. Being a leader in the classroom isn't about having all the answers, it's about creating an environment where students feel supported, challenged, and inspired to grow. The best leaders are always learning, always adapting, and always finding new ways to guide their students toward success.
The first skill of this chapter is empathy, the heart of leadership in teaching. Empathy is one of the most powerful tools a leader can have, especially in the classroom. At its core, empathy is the ability to understand and share another person's feelings. It goes beyond simply acknowledging emotions. It's about truly connecting with others, recognizing what they're experiencing, and responding in a way that makes them feel seen and understood. For teachers, this ability is essential in building trust, motivating students, and creating an environment where everyone feels valued. In today's world, where artificial intelligence, digital communication, and fast-paced interactions dominate, empathy is more crucial than ever. It's what makes leadership human. It's what allows teachers to move beyond just delivering content and instead create meaningful relationships with their students. And yet, empathy is sometimes misunderstood. It's often confused with sympathy, but the two are very different. Sympathy means feeling compassion for someone's situation, but from a distance. It's when you acknowledge another person's emotions, but don't necessarily step into their experience. If a student is struggling, a sympathetic response might be, "That sounds tough. I hope things get better for you." It's kind, but it doesn't truly connect. Empathy, on the other hand, is much deeper. It's stepping into the other person's world and saying, "I see what you're going through. That must be really difficult. How can I support you?" It's about acknowledging emotions while also offering real understanding and help.
In a school setting, empathy plays a role in almost every interaction. When conflicts arise, an empathetic teacher doesn't just impose a solution, they listen. They take the time to hear each perspective, recognize the emotions involved, and guide students toward a resolution that respects everyone's experience. When students feel heard and understood, they are more likely to trust their teacher and engage in learning. Empathy also helps teachers adapt their teaching methods to meet the unique needs of each student. No two students learn in exactly the same way. Some may struggle with personal challenges that affect their performance in class, while others may be dealing with learning difficulties or emotional struggles they don't feel comfortable expressing. A teacher who leads with empathy picks up on these signals. Instead of assuming a student is simply disengaged, they take the time to understand what's happening beneath the surface. For Gen Z teachers, empathy is a vital skill in fostering connection, communication, and a positive learning environment. It's the key to building strong relationships with students, making learning more effective, and supporting student well-being. When students feel understood, they become more motivated, more open to feedback, and more willing to take risks in their learning. At the heart of great teaching is the ability to not just instruct, but truly connect. And connection begins with empathy.
Next, we come to reflective thinking, the key to growth in teaching. Reflective thinking is one of the most powerful tools a teacher can use to assess their own growth, refine their methods, and continuously improve their approach to education. It's more than just looking back at a lesson and thinking about what went well or what could have been better. It's an intentional, structured process of examining experiences, questioning assumptions, and making informed decisions to enhance both teaching and learning. For Generation Z students, reflective thinking is particularly relevant. They, like millennials, value education, but they tend to prefer experimental learning over traditional methods. They gravitate toward flexible learning models, online courses, and practical, real-world applications of knowledge. Their expectations push educators to rethink long-standing teaching habits and practices, challenging them to evolve with the changing landscape of education.
At its core, reflective thinking is about problem-solving and decision-making, specifically in the context of teaching and learning. It requires teachers to critically examine their actions, the theories behind their methods, and the outcomes they produce. It's a cycle, a continuous process of planning, acting, observing, reflecting, and refining. It begins with planning, considering the bigger picture, drawing from past experiences, and analyzing how others have approached similar teaching challenges. A teacher might look at new teaching strategies, instructional theories, or real-world case studies to shape an effective approach. Then comes the action phase, implementing those ideas in the classroom. But teaching is never a static process, so being self-aware and adaptable during this phase is crucial. Once the lesson or activity is carried out, observation follows. This is where a teacher steps back and assesses what happened, what worked, what didn't, and how students responded. Some questions naturally arise. Did students engage? Did they understand the material? Were there unexpected challenges? The next step, reflection, is the most critical. Here, a teacher evaluates their own decisions, analyzes strengths and weaknesses, and considers how their approach affected the learning experience. It's about asking tough questions. Did the lesson meet its objectives? Did students grasp the key concepts? Were adjustments needed? Were there insights that could inform future lessons? And then the cycle begins again, planning for the next lesson, now enriched with deeper insight from the previous experience. This cycle ensures that teaching remains a dynamic and evolving process, rather than a routine repetition of the same methods.
For Gen Z teachers, reflective thinking has a dual impact on themselves and on their students. It plays a crucial role in self-improvement, allowing teachers to refine their instructional methods, integrate new tools, and be more flexible in their approach. A reflective teacher is not afraid to ask questions, welcome feedback, and adjust their strategies. They take criticism not as failure, but as an opportunity to learn and grow. This mindset creates a ripple effect, inspiring students to approach learning with the same level of curiosity and adaptability. A reflective teacher is also deeply invested in the holistic development of their students, ensuring that the classroom is not just a space for acquiring knowledge, but also for critical thinking, self-expression, and independent learning. They create an atmosphere where students feel encouraged to ask questions, express their thoughts, and explore new perspectives. They also model reflection for their students, guiding them through the process of thinking critically about their own learning. This approach is especially effective when teaching complex or abstract concepts. A teacher who encourages students to reflect, to write down their thoughts, struggles, and questions, helps them process information more deeply and retain it more effectively. It's not just about getting the right answers, it's about understanding the why behind them. Reflective thinking isn't a skill that teachers either have or don't, it's a practice that can be cultivated over time. The best teachers are the ones who are always evolving, always questioning, and always looking for ways to make their teaching more effective, relevant, and meaningful.
And now comes inclusive leadership. A skill for creating a classroom where everyone belongs. Inclusive leadership is all about creating an environment where every student feels valued, respected, and empowered to participate. It's not just about acknowledging diversity, it's about actively integrating and managing a diverse group of students in a way that fosters collaboration and belonging. As a teacher, this means recognizing the unique strengths, challenges, and backgrounds of each student and ensuring that every learner has the opportunity to succeed. Being an inclusive leader requires more than just awareness of diversity, it demands a deep understanding of how each student learns best. Some students might need extra support, while others thrive with more independence. Some may bring cultural perspectives that enrich discussions, while others need encouragement to find their voice. Inclusive leadership is about bringing all of these differences together into a cohesive learning experience, making sure that no one is left behind or overlooked. At its core, inclusive leadership is about opportunity. Every student, regardless of race, gender, ability, or background, should feel that they have a place in the classroom. It's about creating a space where everyone feels safe, welcome, and supported, not just in their academic growth, but in their personal development as well. When students feel like they belong, they are more engaged, more motivated, and more willing to take risks in their learning.
One of the biggest strengths of an inclusive leader is the ability to recognize and respond to the unique needs of each student. No two learners are the same, and their backgrounds and experiences shape how they approach education. A teacher who understands this can adapt their teaching strategies to ensure that learning is accessible, meaningful, and relevant for every student. Whether it's adjusting lesson plans, incorporating different learning styles, or being mindful of cultural sensitivities, inclusive leadership helps bridge gaps and create equal opportunities for all. Creating an inclusive classroom starts with building a culture of respect and acceptance. This isn't just about what happens between students and teachers, it's about fostering a broader school environment where everyone feels valued. Professional development plays a key role in this, ensuring that teachers have the tools, training, and awareness to address diversity and inclusion effectively. It also involves listening to students, understanding their experiences, challenges, and ideas for how the learning environment can better support them. A great way to make learning more inclusive is by designing lessons that reflect the diverse backgrounds of students. Representation matters. When students see themselves in the curriculum, they feel a stronger connection to what they are learning. Being open to feedback is also essential. Encouraging students to share their thoughts about changes in the classroom not only makes them feel heard, but also ensures that their needs are being met in real, meaningful ways. Inclusion isn't a one-time effort, it's a continuous process of adapting, learning, and evolving to better meet the needs of all students. It involves cultivating self-awareness, where teachers challenge their own biases, acknowledge mistakes, and remain open to growth. It means fostering a shared vision, working collaboratively with students, colleagues, and stakeholders to create an inclusive learning environment. It's about building relationships, ensuring that every student feels they belong and that their contributions matter. And it's about leading change, empowering students and educators alike to shape a classroom culture that thrives on diversity and inclusivity. At the heart of inclusive leadership is a simple yet powerful idea: everyone deserves the opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed, no exceptions.
Skill number 4 is delegation, empowering Gen Z students through responsibility. Generation Z thrives on autonomy. They are independent, resourceful, and accustomed to navigating the digital world on their own. To engage and manage them effectively in the classroom, delegation becomes a key leadership skill. Delegation isn't just about assigning tasks, it's about creating meaningful opportunities for students to take responsibility, develop confidence, and feel valued in their learning journey. The process starts with understanding the students. Each student has unique strengths, weaknesses, preferences, and goals. Knowing these aspects helps in assigning tasks effectively, ensuring that no one is overwhelmed while also preventing students from feeling underutilized. The best way to gain this insight is by observing their engagement, asking for their input, and encouraging open discussions about their interests. When students feel that their skills and aspirations are recognized, they become more motivated to take on responsibilities. Once tasks are assigned, clear communication is essential. Students need to understand the purpose of their assignments, the scope of their responsibilities, deadlines, and how their work contributes to the bigger picture. Ambiguity can lead to frustration or disengagement, so making expectations explicit helps students see the value in their work and stay accountable. Explaining how different roles connect within a project fosters collaboration and a sense of teamwork. Since Gen Z students are used to multiple communication channels, reinforcing instructions through verbal discussions, written guidelines, and digital platforms can ensure clarity.
Delegation isn't just about telling students what to do, it's about empowering them to take ownership. Giving them the autonomy to choose topics, explore areas of interest, and take responsibility for their learning makes the process far more engaging. It's important to provide the necessary resources, guidance, and encouragement, but also to allow them space to make decisions, solve problems, and learn from their mistakes. A culture of trust and accountability helps students embrace challenges with confidence, knowing that their efforts are both valued and supported. Of course, delegation doesn't mean stepping away completely. Monitoring progress and providing timely feedback is crucial. Regular check-ins, feedback sessions, and evaluations help track student performance while offering opportunities for guidance. At the same time, flexibility is important. Plans may need to be adjusted, tasks may require reassignment, and some students may need extra support. Delegation is an ongoing process of balancing structure with adaptability. Finally, just as students learn from the experience, so can teachers. Seeking student feedback on the delegation process allows for continuous improvement. Understanding what worked well, what challenges arose, and what could be refined for future tasks ensures that delegation remains effective and meaningful. When done well, delegation is more than just task distribution, it's a way to cultivate leadership, responsibility, and engagement among students. It empowers them to take initiative, builds their problem-solving skills, and prepares them for future learning and professional environments where autonomy and accountability are essential. The more students feel trusted and valued, the more they invest in their own growth, and that's the true power of effective delegation.
We call the next skill inspirational motivation, or leading with vision and purpose. Inspirational motivation is all about creating a vision that energizes, connects, and encourages students to go beyond their own expectations. It's not just about setting high standards, it's about communicating those standards in a way that makes students believe in their own potential. A teacher who leads with inspiration doesn't just assign tasks, they give meaning to the work by emphasizing why it matters and how it contributes to a larger goal. At the heart of this leadership style is the ability to instill confidence, optimism, and a strong sense of purpose. When students understand the significance of their efforts, they're far more likely to stay engaged and push themselves beyond what they thought was possible. Inspirational leaders create an atmosphere where hard work feels meaningful, challenges are embraced, and success is a shared journey. It's this sense of purpose that fuels motivation and encourages students to invest in their learning with enthusiasm. One of the most powerful effects of inspirational motivation is the way it strengthens team spirit. When students feel like they're working toward something important, they become more collaborative, committed, and eager to contribute. A teacher who shows genuine belief in their students' abilities fosters a classroom culture where effort is valued, perseverance is celebrated, and optimism is the driving force.
To truly inspire, it's important to understand what motivates students on a deeper level. Motivation can be intrinsic or extrinsic. Intrinsic motivation comes from within. Students engage in activities because they find them personally meaningful or enjoyable. It's the kind of motivation that drives curiosity, passion, and creativity. On the other hand, extrinsic motivation is tied to external rewards, grades, prizes, or recognition. While both play a role in education, the most enduring and transformative motivation is intrinsic. When students are driven by personal fulfillment rather than external validation, they strive for excellence not because they have to, but because they want to. This is why inspirational leaders take the time to understand what drives their students. What are their personal goals? What excites them? What do they care about? True motivation happens when students see a connection between their own aspirations and the work they are doing in class. A teacher's role is to help students recognize their potential, surpass their own expectations, and find meaning in the learning process. To become an inspirational motivator, a teacher must first create a vision. In many ways, a teacher is like a guide, showing students not just what they need to do, but why it matters. The ability to spark motivation, instill confidence, and bring a sense of optimism to the classroom is what transforms an ordinary lesson into an experience that leaves a lasting impact.
Equally important is understanding the needs of students. Generation Z students may need support in different ways, emotionally, academically, or in developing essential skills for the future. A truly inspirational teacher is not only aware of these needs, but also actively seeks ways to meet them, ensuring that every student feels seen and supported. Leading by example is another key element. Inspirational motivation isn't about telling students to work hard, it's about showing them what dedication, resilience, and passion look like. When a teacher models these qualities, students naturally absorb them. Trust is also fundamental. An inspirational leader is someone students can rely on, someone who is honest, genuine, and supportive. Keeping promises, being transparent, and consistently encouraging students builds a foundation of trust that makes motivation sustainable. Finally, empowering students is what brings everything together. When students are given the tools, support, and confidence to push past their comfort zones, they begin to perform beyond expectations. They see themselves not just as learners, but as capable, independent thinkers who can take control of their own growth. The impact of inspirational motivation is mutual. As students grow, so does the teacher. The more teachers invest in understanding, encouraging, and inspiring their students, the more rewarding the learning experience becomes for everyone involved.
And now come the negotiation skills, building collaboration and problem-solving in the classroom. Negotiation is often seen as a way to get what you want, but in reality, it's much more than that. It's an essential problem-solving skill that allows people to reach agreements, resolve conflicts, and create mutual understanding. For teachers, negotiation is a powerful tool, not just for managing the classroom, but for fostering a culture of respect, autonomy, and active participation among students. The teacher-student dynamic has evolved significantly over time. Unlike in the past, students and parents today are more informed about their rights, and they are less likely to accept authority without question. While this shift might seem challenging, it also presents an opportunity. It encourages teachers to build relationships based on dialogue, respect, and collaboration, rather than on rigid authority. When used effectively, negotiation can strengthen these relationships, creating an environment where students feel heard, respected, and invested in their own learning. A classroom that integrates negotiation skills becomes a space for continuous learning and self-improvement. Conflicts, whether between students or between students and teachers, are no longer just disruptions. Instead, they become teachable moments, opportunities to practice critical thinking, communication, and compromise. One of the biggest benefits of negotiation in education is its impact on teacher-student relationships. When students feel that their voices matter, they develop a stronger connection with their teachers. Instead of a top-down approach where rules are simply imposed, negotiation fosters a partnership where students and teachers work together to establish learning goals and classroom expectations. This sense of involvement builds trust and engagement, making students more likely to participate actively and take responsibility for their learning.
Negotiation also enhances learning opportunities. When students are involved in discussions about their learning process, whether it's setting project deadlines, choosing topics, or shaping classroom rules, they become more invested in the outcomes. This approach helps them develop self-advocacy skills while allowing teachers to tailor lessons in ways that are more meaningful and relevant to their students. Beyond immediate classroom benefits, negotiation builds critical life skills. The ability to navigate conflicts, express opinions, and find common ground is essential in today's world. Through role-playing, discussions, and real-life scenarios, students develop problem-solving, critical thinking, and communication skills that will serve them in both their academic and professional futures. By integrating negotiation into classroom activities, teachers help students become more adaptable, confident, and self-aware. Encouraging negotiation in the classroom also supports student autonomy. When students have a say in decision-making, whether it's about classroom policies, project directions, or group work dynamics, they develop a sense of ownership and responsibility. This not only boosts their confidence, but also encourages greater engagement with the material. Students who feel like active participants in their education are far more likely to stay motivated, push themselves, and take initiative. For teachers, negotiation also offers flexibility in teaching approaches. Education is not one size fits all, and students learn in different ways. By listening to student feedback and adjusting teaching methods accordingly, teachers can create a more dynamic and responsive learning environment. Negotiation helps manage off-task behaviors, as teachers can redirect students back to learning objectives through discussion and compromise rather than through strict enforcement of rules. When done effectively, negotiation transforms the classroom into a collaborative space where students don't just learn facts and figures, but also gain the ability to navigate disagreements, express themselves clearly, and find constructive solutions. It empowers them to become active participants in their education, preparing them not just for exams, but for life.
The last of the important leadership skills is mentoring, guiding and learning in a two-way relationship. Mentoring is one of the most rewarding and impactful ways to support, guide, and inspire students. At its core, mentorship is a relationship where someone with more experience and knowledge, the mentor, shares insights, expertise, and wisdom with someone who is still learning, the mentee. But mentorship isn't just about passing down knowledge, it's about building a connection, fostering mutual learning, and creating a continuous, evolving dialogue. For teachers working with Generation Z, mentoring takes on a new dimension. Gen Z students are actively seeking learning and guidance, but they aren't just looking for academic instruction. They want a holistic approach to personal growth, one that helps them navigate not only their studies but also their aspirations, challenges, and evolving identities. They look for mentors who are authentic, open, and willing to engage in real conversations. A strong mentorship relationship is built on mutual respect and trust. Unlike the traditional, one-directional teacher-student dynamic, mentoring is a two-way street. While mentors offer experience, structure, and advice, mentees bring fresh perspectives, new ideas, and digital fluency. This exchange makes mentoring a dynamic and evolving process where both sides learn and grow.
To integrate mentoring effectively into the educational experience, it's important to start with personal connection. Teaching is more than just delivering lessons, it's about connecting with students as individuals. Moving beyond strictly formal interactions allows for deeper rapport and a greater sense of trust and openness. Sharing personal experiences, discussing real challenges, and listening to students' stories with genuine interest and empathy creates a mentorship environment where students feel safe and supported. Another essential aspect of mentoring is lifelong learning. The world is evolving rapidly, especially with technological advancements like AI, new digital tools, and changing educational landscapes. To effectively mentor digital natives, teachers themselves need to stay adaptable and open to learning. This might mean exploring new platforms, understanding emerging trends, or experimenting with alternative teaching methods. The best mentors are those who recognize that learning never stops. They are as eager to grow as they are to teach. Gen Z values flexibility and innovation. They don't always follow traditional learning paths, and that's okay. As a mentor, being receptive to unconventional ideas and different learning approaches fosters creativity, independence, and confidence in students. Encouraging them to think outside the box and explore their own learning styles makes mentorship more meaningful and relevant to their world. When experience, deep knowledge, and accumulated wisdom come together with fresh ideas, evolving skills, and digital fluency, the result is transformational. This synergy not only benefits individuals, but also strengthens schools, organizations, and communities as a whole. Mentorship is more than just teaching, it's about shaping the next generation while also allowing them to shape us. It's a process of growth, learning, and connection that extends far beyond the classroom. That's it for the fifth chapter of Teaching Gen Z, The Essential Guide. If you found this useful, share it with a fellow educator, and be sure to join us for the next chapter. See you soon again.